story so massive and so potentially important to South Africa that we need to take a second and really understand it and know all the ins and outs of it, because it's going to affect all of us, or has already started affecting us. You would have seen on the news, you would have heard in Matsapelo's news bulletins and Nadia's for weeks now about Nhlanhla Lux Dlamini, who we all first heard about, or a lot of us first heard about, during the looting last year, during the riots, when he was the chief organizer, one of the top organizers in Soweto, of creating community security from potential looting by trying to secure key spots in Soweto, including one of the malls in Soweto. But since then, a lot has happened. And then the next you may have heard of him, if you don't follow the news too tightly, is that he was arrested last Friday. And we need to understand what's happening with him and with this organization that he leads called Operation Dudula. And that's why we're delighted to be joined on the line by the host of Behind the Headline, which is the SAFM Afternoon Drive show in the SABC stable. One of our colleagues and one of my favorites, Aldrin Sampier. Aldrin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dan. How's it?
It's so good to have you on, man. I get a little thrill when we get to share radio stations. You know, when you get a little bit of time on Five, it's so good.
It does. It just also shows like how huge the SABC is and the reach of the SABC, doesn't it?
You know, I was thinking 19 SABC radio stations, you or I could appear on every radio station once a day in a row and it would be a whole month. How outrageous.
You know?
So, Aldrin, we have you on the show because you are one of the people across at SAFM who has been in the know and covering this and talking about this. Can you take us from the moment where Nhlanhla Lux Dlamini became significant to all of us in the looting last year, and then after that, what's happened to the point that he was arrested on Friday with Operation Dudula?
Yeah. So last year, of course, during the riots, one of the videos that really stood out and was circulating on social media, really became a big thing, was when Nhlanhla Lux was being interviewed. I think it was by Zianda from Newsroom Africa. Yeah. And they were protecting the Maponya Mall that is in Soweto, and preventing people from trying to gain access to the mall and from looting the mall, basically. And I guess that's how he was propelled into prominence and also into the media space as well, because after that started doing a lot of interviews. Even the president, you know, made reference to these community members who stood up and protect infrastructure like the Lux of Nhlanhla Lux. And there was a time, actually, that the president was in Soweto. I think it was on Mandela Day last year as well. And there was a short conversation that him and Nhlanhla Lux also had. So that's how big Nhlanhla Lux became.
Okay. And then how did we get to Operation Dudula?
So apparently Operation Dudula has been there for about 2 years now. But again, we didn't know much about Operation Dudula. And Nhlanhla Lux is from an organization that calls themselves the Soweto Parliament, and he is the president of the Soweto Parliament. And now with his claim to fame being that he was able to command, and that's the type of language that they use as well, being able to command people in Soweto to say, let's protect the malls in Soweto. And then again, obviously standing up on issues that relate to issues that affect people in Soweto, including service delivery. Like, for instance, the Eskom issue as well. That's something that Operation Dudula also took up in Soweto with the electricity cuts. So that's how they got propelled into the media space. Again, this is now the Operation Dudula, and Operation Dudula specifically on the Eskom issue.
Okay.
But then it has morphed into something else as well, which is now that anti-foreign sentiment that has come across.
So this is exactly what I wanted to ask about, because it all sounds very good so far. And Nhlanhla Lux did a really good thing during the looting. The president acknowledged him. He was interviewed by all these people. He's part of the Soweto Parliament, and he's fighting for service delivery. He's fighting for security in Soweto as well as beyond that. And also, I guess, fighting for South Africans in poverty-stricken situations to be given a good chance. But now he's been tied, whether he likes it or not, and he has spoken a lot about how he's not trying to attack foreigners or incite this kind of thing, but he's been tied to this potential xenophobic sentiment. And we are seeing lots of incidents of xenophobia around the country. How did that happen?
Yeah, and I don't know if there was a conversation perhaps that happened within the Soweto Parliament, or people in Soweto approached him and said that, hey, listen, or the organizers, or perhaps the leadership, and said that we have a problem when it comes to foreign nationals and illegal foreign nationals. And while Nhlanhla Lux is arguing that he is not anti-foreigners, but basically when it comes to foreigners, the biggest issue that they have is the crime, as well as foreigners who are in the country undocumented. However, right. though, that may be the sentiment that is expressed by the leadership of the party, or sorry, not the party, but the organization. However, the people who are supporting, or some of the people at least who are supporting the organization, they are quite clear about that anti-foreign sentiment. Some okay. even saying that all foreigners must leave the country.
Right. Okay. So then why was Nhlanhla Lux arrested on Friday, bringing us to the modern moment?
So Friday, what happened was, I think it was it last week? Last week, there was an operation that they had, or the week before last, an operation that they had in Soweto, and the house of Victor Ramolefe, one of the people, residents in Soweto, was accused of selling drugs.
Okay.
They allegedly ransacked his house, and I'm saying allegedly because Nhlanhla Lux is arguing. I had an interview with him last week, and he said that we didn't ransack the house,
okay.
but it was quite clear that something happened in the house where furniture was moved around as well.
Okay.
So Victor is arguing that they gained entrance into his house unlawfully,
right.
and also that some of the stuff in his house were stolen, including money,
wow.
and then it was also being manhandled, and that's the reason that the case was then opened against him. But also with that came the support of the EFF, because Victor is a secretary of the EFF in one of the wards
sure.
in Soweto. And that's the reason why now a Operation Tutula almost seems to have taken a posture that is an anti-EFF posture.
Wow.
And the EFF too also having an anti Tutula movement posture as well.
Sure.
Even though there are some things that are being highlighted by both organizations where there are synergies, for instance, wow. when it comes to law enforcement.
That's so interesting. Okay, Aldrin, thank you so much for giving us the kind of state of the story there. Final two questions just for you, and I know that they are hard ones, but I also listen to your show, so I know that you'll be fine. So the first question is, to what degree do you think that Nhlanhla Lux should be held responsible for members or followers of his, or who say they are, who are being xenophobic and taking violence, to potentially violent or dangerous acts, when he continually says that he is not on that wagon?
Yeah, it's because that becomes when it comes to the criminal element around it, you would have to prove that he has incited a crime.
Yes.
So when it comes to that particular part, it becomes difficult because there needs to be an investigation
yeah.
on that particular part. However, though, has he influenced an anti-foreign sentiment? I think so. And because also, listen, like Operation Tutula started in Soweto, and now you have fringe groups as well in various other provinces, which
yeah.
is something that he actually boasts about. But he also then says that unfortunately he has no control over what these people do.
Oh, that's complicated, because I mean, he must take a degree of responsibility, but also
yeah.
if I wake up in the morning and say that I am Operation Tutula and I love Nhlanhla Lux, and then go and, you know, burn a tree in my neighborhood, it's hard to say that it's his fault. You know, it's a very, very tricky
yeah.
situation.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely.
Sure. Well, Aldrin, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on the show. Always a delight to have an SABC colleague on the show. Aldrin hosts SAFM's Drive Show, Behind the Headline, every weekday from 3 to 6. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate you.
Thanks
and hopefully
a lot, guys.
Chat again soon.
Cheers, Dan.
All right. So what do you think about that? 0825505151, because it is a potentially massive moment in South Africa's modern history, with all of this that is currently going on and the problems that we have had as a country with xenophobia for a long time. And I think that it's unclear. I think it's hard to say.
Hey, you crazy cat. It's me, your car. Oh, what would have? We've been together for like 5 years now. Remember our crazy uni days? Our wild trip to the Wild Coast when I had a flat and that cute guy jacked me up? You took such great care of me. Now it's my